anniversary today? What? Did I hear some no's for Sunday school? Aye, aye, aye. Well, if you did bring your Bible, why don't you stick it up in the air so I can see it? And grown ups too. Can you see that?
No.
No? You guys want to move over right there so you can see it? That would be better. Then I'm going to be talking to you. I don't think I can back it up anymore. All right. Does anybody know where this verse is found? Off the top of your head? Kid? Grown up? Yeah, 1 Peter 3, verse 18. So let's all look it up together. Put your Bible up in the air, we'll have a sword drill. And when I say go, whoever can find it the first, stand up and I'll let you read it. On your mark, get set, go. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Real fast.
Got it.
Any young fellas or young ladies find it? 1 Peter 3. There you go, Nate. You stand up and read that next amount for us. Verse 18.
Servants, be subject to your masters.
I'm going to that 2 Peter. Oh, 1 Peter 3.
Three.
3 verse 18.
For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
Very good. So I want to tell you a little bit about this verse, but first I want us to all say it together, because I think it's an important one to commit to memory. So I'm going to say a little bit, and then I want you to repeat it after me. For Christ also hath once.
Christ also hath once.
Suffered for sins.
Suffered for sins.
The just for the unjust.
The just for the unjust.
That he might bring us to God.
That he might bring us to God.
Very good. And that's 2 Peter.
1 Peter.
Oh, 1 Peter, yeah. Did I say 2 earlier?
No.
1 Peter. 3. And 18. Let's do it again. For Christ also hath once.
For Christ also hath once.
Suffered for sins.
Suffered for sins.
The just for the unjust.
The just for the unjust.
That he might bring us to God.
That he might bring us to God.
1 Peter 3 verse 18.
1 Peter 3 verse 18.
So I put Christ here in blue. And he is the man that I want to introduce you to today. No doubt you children and you grown up have been coming to Sunday school for many years. And you've been coming to different meetings. And you might already know this man. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he has existed from forever. 1 John 1 tells us, John chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came down to this earth, and he had a body, sort of like yours. He had arms, and he had feet, sort of like yours. He had a body just like you have. But his body was different in the sense that he was just. Inside us, we have something called sin. That's what makes us do wrong things. Sin is disobedience. The Lord Jesus Christ, he was just. He was always right. He could only do things that are right. It was impossible for him to do anything that was wrong. And he came to this world, down to this earth, for a purpose. He came to suffer. What cross was the Lord Jesus Christ crucified on? Yeah, you're right. Nice and loud. The middle one. That's right. There were three crosses, one on each side, and he was in the middle. And it's there on that cross that the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for sins. Sin is a black, dark, ugly thing that God hates. He hates sin. See, God is holy. Yeah, did you know that God is holy? And he was light, and in him is no darkness. Sin is dark, and it is ugly. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the just one, who never sinned, he suffered for sins. For who? Who's in the green? Tim. The unjust. I knew you could read. The unjust. Who do you think the unjust people are? You're right. This group here, the people in the whole world, the Lord Jesus Christ also hath once suffered for sins. That means the just one, he never sinned, for the unjust one. That's you. And that's a different purpose. Right here, this last little phrase. He did it so he could bring us to God. You know, the school bus comes around, now it's Sunday vacation, so the school bus comes around for the purpose of picking up kids and taking them to a school. Down at the ocean, Horseshoe Bay, there's a big ferry terminal. And there's ferries that are there, and the purpose of that ferry is to take people over to Vancouver Island. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered the just for the unjust so that he might bring us to God. Let's say it all together again. 1, 2, 3. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. I'm going to tell you a story now about a young lad. And this young fella, he began his life as for most young people, their life begins. There was the horizon of life out in front, and there was the road that was his life that stretched off into that horizon. The end, the big sun. And as he started out, he thought to himself, why? That is a long road that stretches out there to that horizon. I have got a lot of time. I've got my whole life out in front of me. I'm going to see things, and I'm going to do things, and it's going to be amazing. Brought some Kleenex with me here. And so he began his journey. It didn't take very long, though, when all of a sudden, that big sun at the end disappeared. And he stopped short with a little bit of vertigo, with his heart into his throat, for right in front of him was a great, deep, dark divide. Is anybody here scared of heights? A little bit scared of heights? You know, you get on the end, your throat kind of catches. That's what happened to this young fellow. He had been going along, and it was so nice, and then it just ended. Did you know that sin does this in our lives? The Bible teaches us that your sin has separated between you and your God. This great big chasm, this massive divide, it came in between him and God. It got in the way of where he wanted to go. This big, deep, dark divide was sin. And we already talked briefly about sin in our memory verse. Sin is like a weed that's rooted deep down inside of us, and it's all around, and it's spread throughout our whole body. It causes us to think wrong things. We do wrong actions. Sin affects every single one of us. Not only does it affect every single one of us, but it put him in a place of danger. Sin has changed everything. Sin has ruined this world. And as that lad stood on the edge of that cliff, he realized that his next step could have been death. And it's very important, boys and girls, to understand that death is the final curtain on time. Decisions that are made in this life will affect your eternal destiny, where you're going to be for all of eternity, either in heaven or in hell. We do not know what tomorrow is going to bring. I know that I hope to take my family to the water slide. That might not happen. We do not know if the next step will be the last, 1 week, 2 weeks, or 10 or 15 years. So it's very important that we consider these things. Sin has separated between you and your God. This young fellow is a pretty industrious guy. He looked to the left, he could see no way around. He looked to the right. He could see no path there. And he thought to himself, I have my backpack. And I have a rope. What I'm going to do is get my rope out, get it across, and then I'll go over on the rope. We tried. Oh, that didn't work. We tried to get a little more rope. That didn't work. Why, now he's feeling sheepish, and that's it. That's all the rope he's got. So he coils it up, and with a mighty lad throw, oh, weak and beggarly. This teaches us that we are too short. Romans chapter 3 tells us that all have come short of the glory of God. God has a standard for perfection greater. This, if we could say if this was his standard for perfection, did you know that just one sin puts you below that mark? And then two sins? And then three sins? God has a standard for perfection. But the Bible teaches us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you know what else was wrong with this picture? He thought that he was a strong young guy, and he put all and everything he had into that rope, and it just couldn't go far enough. Not only was it too short and he didn't measure up, but he was too weak. And the Bible tells us that when we were yet without strength, no strength, you might have strong pipes, and you might have a lot of energy coiled up in those legs. But when it comes to taking care of your sin problem, you're too short, and you don't have strength. When we were yet without strength. Not to be dismayed, off comes the backpack. He takes out his tools. He's industrious. He's not going to be slighted yet. And he thinks to himself, if only I could get to work and I could build a bridge. Maybe my arm is not strong enough to throw the rope across, but if I can build something and get that across, maybe I could arc it up. Build some supports in. It's a long way. It starts coming up. Build another support here. Better arch something out there. He wasn't an engineer, but he wanted to get across. And as he hammered away, as he worked, he began to get tired. He didn't seem to be making any progress. As hard as he worked, as much energy he put into it, he just couldn't seem to get any further out over across this deep, dark divide. It seems to be that the first reaction for people when confronted with sin, this guy included, is to maybe try and work something else out. Well, maybe, you know, if I help out my teacher after school and make sure I shake all the chalk off the chamois, or maybe if I help my mom clear the dishes off the table after dinner, and I do these nice things for other people, maybe then it will offset this great big ugly curse of sin that I have. Do you know what he found? As hard as he worked, as fast as he worked, as much effort as he put into it, he could not work to take care of his sin problem. Titus tells us that it's not by works of righteousness. You and I cannot take care of our own sin problem through doing work. But he was not going to be dismayed at that. And what he did then, he thought to himself, I'm just not doing it right. I need to be doing things a little safer. So out of his bag, he grabbed the hard hat. Earmuffs on. And he goes back to work. He thought, if I could just keep myself pure, keep myself from sin, I'm going to keep on doing these good things, but more than that, I'm not going to partake. And bad things that I've seen at school. I'm not going to talk back to my parents. Boys and girls, you know how much your parents appreciate it. You can all talk back to them. That is good behavior. And I want you to keep doing that. Do you know how much your teachers at school appreciate it when you obey them and you listen to them? That is very, very important. I want you to keep doing that. But I want you to understand that that will not take care of the problem of sin. Being a good boy or a good girl, walking in that straight line, although it's good for your family, it will not take care of sin, and it will not get you to heaven. As he works, you know the problem was? God found his place in God. Look at all these great things I'm doing. And when the Sunday school teacher came along to try to tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ, he couldn't hear. He was too busy working. And when the gospel preacher came and he tried to show him the way of salvation and the only way to have sins forgiven is through the Lord Jesus Christ, he had his helmet on. And his head was so stuffed full of himself that he thought, I don't need to hear that. I've got this covered now. And off he went to work. He didn't make any progress. He got tired. He got worn out. And as he stepped back, looked off, he saw his works and his clean living life crash on down into the deep, dark divide. After all his work, what does your dad do when he comes home from work after a hard day? He sits down for 5 minutes and takes a nap. This young feller was so worn out, so exhausted and so tired from all the work that he'd been doing. How came the pillow? And he leaned back. And he became complacent in his surroundings, fatigued and fed up with having to deal with this, and fed up with his failure. He just lied down and he went to sleep. You know what happens with time, don't you? Once you've lived it, it's gone. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 19 years. You cannot go back in time. For this young fellow, he's right here at the edge. He's faced with the problem of his sin. He knows where he wants to be. He knows where he wants to go. But he's asleep. Romans says, awake, thou that sleepest. Boys and girls and grown-ups, if you've heard the gospel before, but as of yet you kicked back and put your head on the pillow and thought, I'll deal with this another time, you do not know that you will have another time. The Bible tells us, boast not thyself of tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. It's possible that you will run out of time. Now it is high time to wake up and sleep. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. The Word of God says, behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is your opportunity to deal with this sin problem. He awoke with a start, with the Word running through his mind. Awake from your sleep. Now it is high time to awaken. In failure for a life past, working didn't work. He was too weak. He was too short. He looks out across this deep divide, and his mind fills with different ideas. He says, if I just cast myself out into the abyss, I will just leap blindly, and then maybe everything will be okay. But he stopped short, because he remembered what he had learned. It is appointed unto man once to die. And then after this, the judgment. Yes, sin is a problem and it separates you from God and it ruins lives and families in this earth. But more than that, you and I are personally held accountable for our sin. After this, judgment. This is not something to take lightly. This is not something to worry about on another day. Sin is real. And to cross over that line of death, judgment awaits. Our friend, in our story, he fell to his knees right there. He could not help himself. He was powerless to help himself. And he had nowhere to go. Do you know what the Bible teaches us? For Christ also at once suffered. This young fellow, he had learned that he couldn't help himself. And as he knelt there, repentant for his actions, and his eyes opened by faith, he realized for the first time, Christ also has suffered for sin. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the only one who can deal with the problem of sin. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has provided a way for people just like you and sinners just like me to go to heaven. He died the just for the unjust. Why? That He might bring us to God. What a fool this lad would have been if there, kneeling on the edge of the deep, dark divide, he saw the cross, Jesus died for me, but then he didn't move. Can you imagine if he just stayed there? Time would run out for him. Cross over. We can rest totally on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Because he had no sin, he was wounded for our transgression. On the cross, he was bruised for our iniquities. That's another word for sin. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his strength, we are healed. The Lord Jesus Christ died, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Thank you for listening.